Yeah, so yesterday we discussed the topic of Toel Rishonos for the Rambam, and Marad Be'achrona is defined by Halavai Shelo Asisi Osan. We talked about for the Rambam how this brings a person down to a completely level playing field. In other words, Ein Mazkirin Lo Shum Zechus Be'olam Tzidka Satzadek Lo Tatzilenu Be'yom Risho. It doesn't necessarily generate an avon, but you know, a person doesn't have any chuyos. And if he was a tzaddik gamor, so presumably he didn't commit any averos, but he was able to wipe away, not in the good sense of the term, but he did wipe away all of his zechuyos through this process called Toel Rishonos, which, as we noted, is really the only example of machshava really substituting for maisa, which normally is only letova by Yisrael, but here it's the ultimate lera. So then the Rambam, and I think that this is the point of connection, deals with another case where, you know, you would expect it to be a complete wash. Right, the Rambam here is clearly referencing the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayolam over in the front of Kivnei Maron, Im Zichuyosav, B'yamtif Shel Rosh Hashanah. Mishanimsa Tzadik, and let's recall that the Rambam defines a Tzadik in the beginning of the parak, so you don't have to wonder what that means, that he has more zechuyos than avonos, as defined by the Cheshbon Keldeos, nechtam l'chayim, that goes to Maimonios' quote right here, machlokes rishonim, between the Ibali Atosos and the Ramban. The former maintains that we're talking about chay olam, the Ramban thinks that we're talking about chay olam hazel, mishanimsa rasha nechtam l'misa, so somebody has more avonos than zechuyos, so he, you know, go misa, V'abenoni tolenoso ad yom ha-kipurim. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim, v'im lav nechtam l'misa. So if you have a benoni, which is defined before as exactly mechza mechza, so you wait for, you know, the person to do tshuva. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim, v'im lav nechtam l'misa. So here's a situation where it's mechza mechza. So here you could appreciate the connection, I think, with Toel Rishonos, number one, right, that it's completely balanced. Toel Rishonos, if he was a tzadik gamor, means he has no zechuyos left, he also has no avonos. Here's a different kind of situation where it's mechza mechza, and the Rambam says nechtam l'misa. So that's remarkable. Melech HaMishnah asks the question. He says, "Well, why is he nechtam l'misa? It's equal. Shouldn't either the tie go to the runner or sort of nothing at all?" This is a very fascinating idea, and he says, "Well, there's an extra avera here. It's really one avera, one avon more than zechuyos, specifically because." Right, the individual had an obligation to do tshuva. Right, the Rambam in Perek Beis talks about, you know, a special lufikei chayav and akol asos tshuva ben biyachid ben birabim yom kippurim. So, you know, person didn't do that, so now there's a bitul asay, and okay, so that, you know, accounts for the, you know, fact that he's nechtam lemisa. Very fascinating idea. The other possibility, and I think this might be truer to the words of the Rambam doesn't say he's no longer a benoni. But that for a person to be nechtam l'chayim, or a person, more precisely, not to be nechtam l'misa, a person has to earn something. You have to earn your keep in this world. You have to be productive on some level, right? L'shitas HaRambam. And, you know, neutral isn't good enough. And if you actually think about it, that ties directly into the pasuk in the Rambam sites, again, based on the Gemara, Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis. Well, that person didn't have any averos either. And yet, lo tatzileno biyom risho means that it certainly sounds like the person is heading, you know, for a very ignominious fate. So how do we make sense of that? Wasn't it a case of mechza mechza? Wasn't it a case of zero versus zero? Because he didn't do any averos, he was just toel rishonos, he just managed to erase, tragically, all of his zechuyos. Well, apparently there too. And as we'll see, if we get closer to the, you know, end of Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Tes, right, for a person to earn Chay Olam, and this is where I think it seems like the Rambam is going with the Bali Atosos against the Ramban, that we're talking here, you know, a little bit, at least, right, about, you know, Chay Olam Haba. Let me retract on that point. I'm not 1,000% sure. So let me hold off on saying the Rambam is mitzadid. In any event, I'll just mention in isolation. Perek Tes, the Rambam says that Olam Haba has to be earned, right? That it's naturalistic. A person who develops a certain orientation in this world, certainly the Es Hashem, you know, can enjoy certain things in the next world. Tzadikim Yoshe Natzor Sein Beroshe and Nani Mizei Vashchina. The point is that, you know, you have to do something to achieve that. And, you know, having a square ledger might not be sufficient in that context. So again, I think it's a fascinating issue. For the Rambam, the tie does not go to the runner, the chora. You know, that raises a very fascinating question in terms of Toal HaRishonos. Right? We said before, you know, you can't just make up an oven that the person did, but perhaps being in a neutral space for purposes, you know, of din is titkas hatzadik lo tzatzilenu biyomisho. You need to have actually a riboy of zechuyos over avonos.